Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Let's talk a little bit about okay drinking is. It depends on who you ask, it seems, these days. And every year there's a new study that says, oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, it's good. Oh, no, it's not. Ross Ramian joins us now, who's an award-winning counselor with over 14 years of experience in the field of addiction treatment and also an author of a great book called Maximum Strength, How Executives and Families Overcome Addiction for Good. Ross, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT.
So out of the Mayo Clinic here, they've done some research and a lot on this subject over the years. And I mean, it's not uncommon for folks to have a glass of wine or a beer or even a cocktail, you know, end of the day, let's relax, chill out. And, you know, that happens quite a bit. So at what point in your mind does it become something you might want to think about, not only for the potential of becoming more of an addicted personality with the booze, but also physically what it's doing to your body?
It really comes down to what you're not getting out of your own life. If you read that stat that the Mayo Clinic came out with, they drive me, this is probably politically incorrect to really say, especially against the Mayo Clinic, but those stats are so broad stroked and so ridiculous because it really doesn't answer any of the questions that are out there. Those are all based on if you're 65 and you have this many drinks or this many ounces or blah, blah, blah. It's such a nightmare. I think the best way to really look at it is how is your body reacting to alcohol? How is your body reacting to certain medications or drugs? Mm-hmm. And how is your life reacting to it? And then make a judgment going forward like that.
I think you're right. Everybody's got a different set of biologics going on, and in every case is different. And every human being has a different tolerance for alcohol. So one person might be fine with a glass of wine every night, but at some point, do you believe that a glass of wine every night is not really good for anybody?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to really look at what alcohol is. And alcohol is ethanol, and alcohol is sugar. And those are two things that are, I think every doctor on the planet will say, that are not good for you, especially over long periods of time, especially at high volumes, amounts. So depending on how you want to look at it. And I'm not here to bash alcohol or what have you on it. I'm just putting out what the ingredients are of it, and they're both bad for you. They don't make your system run very well. And when you get older, your system is just processes different ingredients slower and harder and not as well.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right about that. The sugar content in alcohol alone, if you're trying to lose weight, the first thing a trainer is going to say to you is get the sugar out of your system. And the booze, no. If you want a free day on a Saturday or Friday, take your free day. But 6 days of the week, you got to clean it up, and that means, you know, get rid of the booze. So where does it become dangerous as far as heart conditions, stroke potential, and ultimately alcoholic addiction?
It becomes dangerous when you start noticing your body acting differently. And you have to be very honest about what it is. We are so proud, and a lot of us are stoic about our pains that we have in our body and how we're feeling mentally and emotionally towards it. But you really got to be honest for it. If you have underlying issues, if you add alcohol to it, will make them bigger and worse. Inflammation is a direct result of sugar and stress and what have you. It does not help. So whatever your underlying issues are, alcohol will not help that at all. And you're foolish to think that it will.
Right.
And this is where you just really have to take the hard look at yourself and find out what the quality of life that you want to live. And if you're basing your happiness on a drink, literally four to 12 ounces in a single cup or however big a cocktail you pour, I mean, you have to think about the rational of that. My happiness is coming from a liquid thing that has literally no soul.
Right, right. All right, well, let me ask you about this. When it comes to people that are 90 or 100 years old and they're interviewed on television stations, how do you do it? Well, I don't eat fatty food and I have a glass of wine every day. It's good for my heart. I mean, are there benefits to alcohol for people?
I have no idea. To be really frankly honest with you, it's hard for me to see that. Maybe it's just, I can't believe that there is actually like this is going to make you live longer. Because simply because of the ingredients that are in it. I haven't found a single doctor or a study that shows that if you do this, it will give you this. It's you live a long life because you're doing a multiple of things. And the majority of the time, those people that are 100 years old, that are they're just happy. They have a good outlook on life and they don't bring unwanted stress and drama into their life.
I think that's key right there. And you also made a really good point that you've got to be honest with yourself. If you're noticing things different about your body, if you seem to think that, oh, my gosh, my first move is to go to the fridge to get a beer every time I come home, you might want to evaluate yourself. Because, you know, it can lead into addictive behavior, that's for sure. And I think we've all known somebody in our families or friends that struggle with alcohol addiction. And, it's something to be self-aware of, that's for sure. Very good point, Ross. Thank you so much for being with me. Ross Ramian, a gentleman who spent 14 years in the field of addiction and treatment.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.